This is Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, with our co-host, Dave Nerchi, and we are getting after lessons learned from the book, The Hard Thing About Hard Things, with Ben Horowitz. And we are on to the Peter Principle today, and I've done some episodes on this, so this is going to be like a Dave talking episode. So this is, I'll tee it up, and then Dave, we're gonna let you fill the cup today. The Peter Principle, unavoidable because you do not know where someone will stop being capable. So maybe a little bit of a different twist to some of the stuff that I've talked about. This is brought to us by Cutthroat College Podcast. I butchered this last time. I'm going to nail it this time. I promise.
Let's hear it.
Helping people avoid going broke because of the cost of college. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. Check out NQRmedia.com or go to our YouTube page at NQR Media. Check that podcast out for more information. There's also another program with it that's got some scholarships available. If you want to see what that's all about, you got to do the legwork. Check it out yourself. All right, Dave. Peter Principle. The idea that people will be promoted essentially up to the point where they're no longer competent. And the point there is from Ben Horowitz is that you're going to end up in this situation because there's no telling when somebody's no longer going to be competent. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I give my two cents and then I'm going to shut up and let you talk. Because I think as you're promoting people up, and this is where the candor and all that other stuff comes in, and being frank with people on why promotion, you know, it's kind of like you have these other principles here that are really important, like promotions and titles matter and everything. You really ought to be looking at somebody and saying, you know, let's say it's maybe more like a coin flip, 50-50. Half the time you're probably going to be able to tell, because I think people actually get promoted. And then a lot of times people get promoted a second time. I've seen people promoted into management roles because they were horrible producers. And they couldn't, the management at the time didn't want to fire them. So they didn't know what to do with them. So they made them managers because it got them out of production type of roles.
Right.
I mean, a lot of times people will be promoted once or twice actually above what they're capable of. So once you see that they're not effective, promoting them again based on tenure or seniority or some other issue is really idiotic. And then the other 50% of the time, maybe it's that first time they do actually reach a job. And because that job is so much more different than what they were doing, or they go from managing 20 people to managing 75 people, and we had no way to know that they weren't going to be capable of managing 75. It just didn't work out. But it's like you got to catch it at the threshold where that incompetence first starts and not allow them to consistently be promoted.
Right.
You know, because I think that's when you look at companies with bad culture, that's kind of what's happening in those, is people continue to get promoted because, well, there's nobody else available and we got to put somebody in that role. So you're it. And right. It's like, wow, you just took dumb and made them dumber.
Yep.
This is just no good. So, all right. So that's, I told you, I'd give you kind of like the
foundation. Yeah, I like that take on it. I'll continue that thought. And I think some of that ties into the titles and promotions episode, I think we did as well, where what is the promotion? Like you talk about, okay, this person's not good at production, say, right? So let's move into management. Well, did you thoroughly think about that of what skills do they have that would make them a good manager? And was that the thought process? Then, okay, that maybe that makes sense, right? They're better off on this management route. Or was it out of desperation or just, we don't know what to do with this person, let's put them here? Big difference there, I think. So as you were talking about promoting somebody and continuing to do it just because they're the person, well, that's where you look at, well, maybe if you don't have the right person to promote in that, you got to go look for the world class example.
Yeah, that's the world class rule there, right?
Yeah. So world class maybe can kind of like clash or somehow, mitigate the Peter principle there. So I think you look at world class, or you look at, you know, maybe we're adding responsibilities to a current role or somebody else. So it may be a promotion or an actual person in that role isn't necessary, right? So you look at different options of either bringing someone in that's world class, or if we don't have anybody for that role, you know, maybe we have to relook at what the responsibilities are of that role. So I think from that sense, I can agree with what Ben is saying, where, you know, you don't really know where someone can stop being capable, but I would ask the question back or kind of challenge that to say, well, do they have the ability to be capable in this new role? What does it take? Right. And
right.
Maybe sometimes you don't need that immediate success or, you know, 100% of the skill level needed. Maybe they do have the qualities, the virtues, the hungry, humble, smart, all those good things. And we just need to kind of ramp up the training or development for that person to be able to be successful in that role.
Yeah, but I think that that conflicts with the world-class argument. And and it's a natural tendency to say, okay, this person's been there, we're going to kind of grow them up into the role. And that happens with fast growth. Sometimes the growth is so fast that the person right. that you're grooming actually can't keep up with it, and you need to bring somebody in.
Yep.
Now, this gets to kind of sometimes the inflexible nature that organizations create in their culture from a standpoint of, I'm going to move forward one step at a time every year or whatever until I get to the top, versus having these very good and healthy feedback loops about, this is what you need to get to the next level, and we're not there yet, and we're not going to put you in a situation to fail, so we're going to bring in somebody. And guess what? There's so much mobility here that just because we bring in somebody directly ahead of you because you're not ready for that position yet, doesn't mean that that person, A, won't move forward themselves and vacate that position, reopen that position for you when you're ready, or B, that you won't leapfrog that person, right? Because just because, let's say that there's three levels of management, just for the sake of telling a story, and I'm on level three, that's the bottom level, and we hire somebody to be on level two because I'm not ready for level two yet. There's no reason why I can't jump from level three all the way up to level one. And you would say, well, don't you have to be good at number two before you're good at number one? No, you don't. Number one's a different job. And right. the person who's good at number one may not actually be good at number two. They may not even be very good at number three, right? So the person who's going to end up in that in role number one, it shouldn't be based on track or tenure. It should be based on skill set and capability, and the kind of that world class check is like, can this person step in there? Do they bring the attributes to the table that say that they're going to be able to step in there and manage the responsibilities that they're going to have when they're there? And so let's say that number three jumps number two, right, and goes all the way up to number one. They go to the number one job, and number two says, well, that on the org chart is ahead of me, and that's not fair. I was their boss. How am I going to let them be my boss now? And the point there is, well, then you should have developed. So if you don't like that fact, then you're not developing, and you can develop and you can work at it, and here's the opportunities that you'll have ahead of you. Or if you really don't like that, if you don't care about the organization, if you're about you and not about the organization, then that's okay. You can go someplace else. And, you know, you got to have these healthy conversations. And part of the problem with business right now is that we don't have these conversations.
Yeah. We're worried about offending somebody.
We're beating around the bush. And what we ought to be saying is, look, that person is better suited for that job. And the reason why is you don't have this, 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 and this skill. And yeah, that's a big freaking problem. Like, you're not going to do that job very well. You could be the best number two manager that we have, and you could always be a great number two manager. But if I put you in number one, you're going to struggle.
And here's why, right?
And like here's why.
That's important.
And so, you know, you got one or two things that you can do. You can accept that and say, that's okay, I understand, and I'm going to be the best number two that I can possibly be. Or you can say, man, I'm going to skill up that. You know, I'm going to do the things that I need to do to make myself valuable in that number one spot. Which might be, you know, you might have things that you can't overcome. You might have weaknesses that no matter how much you work at it, you're not going to overcome. Then you got to make darn sure that you sharpen those strengths as sharp as possible. You know what I mean? You got to be so good in the stuff that you're good at and adequate enough in the stuff that you're bad at that the people who are calling the shots want that goodness. And they're willing to deal with the fact that you're not as good at some of these other things, right? So you also don't have to be like that other person. You can be your own kind of person in this, you know, your own profile in this.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand, you know, and this is where the good management comes in that we've talked about. Management's got to help you understand what it's going to take to get there. If in fact you want to get there, if in fact it does bother you that you're not there, you need to have those frank conversations. Say, what do I need to do to get there? Otherwise, yeah, you got the Peter principle where you're just simply, I got to promote you because you're next in line and you're going to get pissed and quit if I don't promote you.
Yep.
You know, or the organization tripled in size and I just let the same manager take the same position, but now they've got three times the responsibilities or all these new issues that they got to worry about. And they've never even contemplated any of those things before. And yet I left them in that position and let it scale up with the organization. And now we're at a point like where it is the Peter principle where they're wholly inadequate for the current job.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what do I do with this person? Well, I got to move them. And it's like, well, you know, are we having honest discussions and go back to tour of duty?
Yep.
This is what you're here to do right now. The business may change. You may change. The staff, you may change. The products may change. Our clients might change. And that would change what happens, let's say, in 2 or 3 years. Let's reassess this.
Yeah.
You know, when we get there.
Right. And then, you know, what happens, I think. So, you know, we're kind of speaking to leaders here, people that are going to be in the situation. So, you might piss off that one person who felt like they just should get promoted because they were in line for it, right?
Yep.
Or whatever that argument is. But if you just keep doing that, you're really running the risk of deteriorating the environment at your company, right? The culture, and pissing off a lot of people, right? As you keep growing, because now everyone's questioning what's going on. So as the leader, the most important thing you can do here, I think, is have those conversations. Like, that's a tough conversation to have with somebody, but being frank, being open, letting them know, like, here's the situation. Here's the deal that we got to operate on going forward. And here's why. And you're good with that. And you agree with it. And you're going to keep working your ass off to keep, you know, getting better in your position and maybe find a different way to get promoted. Or we're going to help you find a way to exit.
Right. Right.